A word for you from Genesis chapter 3 verses 1 and 2. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say you shall not eat of any tree in the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the tree, the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden. Neither shall you touch it, lest you die." Now I've gone on to verse 3 because it is so connected to verse 2, because Eve was tripping over her own words and she was saying more than what God had said. Notice firstly that the serpent, being more crafty than any other beast of the field, in other words, it was Lucifer in the snake, he was the one, and you can imagine this is the type of thing that he had done in heaven that got him excommunicated permanently, forever. Hell is his. He starts by saying, "Did God actually say, you shall not eat of any tree in the garden?" He poses the wrong question. And unfortunately for the woman and for Adam, they get intermingled with the wrong question. You might find yourself so busy with things that you think are perfectly innocent, you answering criticisms, you are defending God maybe, but you're spending time and it's not with God's wisdom, and you're falling into the devil's trap, because this was a perfect trap. Did God actually say? It really is a slur on God's character. Because later on he goes on to say, well, God knew that you would be like him. But he starts by pulling them into his territory, into his questioning. Did God actually say, you shall not eat of any tree in the garden? Well, what he was doing was exaggerating. And obviously God had not said, you shall not eat of any tree. In fact, God had said the opposite, you can eat of any tree. Except, and then the woman corrects the devil. First mistake, correcting the serpent. As we headed for the new year, don't try and correct the devil. Stay on God's turf. Don't even get involved with wrong questioning, because you can find yourself totally off the track very soon.